Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Aging Younger with David and Stephanie Tippy, founders of the Anti-Aging Clinic in Lauderhill, Florida, where the alternatives matter. Now here are your hosts, David and Stephanie Tippy.
Hello to our listeners. I'm David Tippy. Welcome to the Aging Younger Show. We are going to have a great time tonight, so be sure and pay close attention.
And this is Stephanie Tippy. Yes, welcome to Aging Younger Radio. David and I broadcast live every Wednesday from our clinic in Tamarack, Florida. And David and I can be reached at 954-742-4430. You can visit us online at livelonger123.com. Like David just said, we have a very exciting show. A few weeks ago, I received a phone call from a dear friend. His name is Hawk, Shaman Hawk. And just as his name, Shaman is a shaman. And he approached us about wanting to discuss what shamanism is, what to expect and what not to expect, and asked if we would do a show. And David and I jumped at the opportunity. So that being said, I'd like to introduce Shaman Hawk. Shaman, welcome to Aging Younger Radio.
No, it's good to be back here again. Nice to finally meet you guys in person. Got a lot covered tonight. Looking forward to it.
Well, thank you. But let's tell our listeners, Shaman, what is it, the first message that you want to get out to everybody who is listening to the show today about the negatives of shamanism versus the positives?
I think most of the negatives are in perceptions or expectations. You can pretty much say that there's three types of shamans in the 21st century. You got your New Age shaman. That's the one that probably went through some course, bought himself some cool crystals, and poof, became a shaman. You have the tribal shaman that grew up with traditional within their people, their culture, carrying on some of the same moral values that they've been doing for centuries or generations within that tribe or culture. And then what I call the classical or traditional shaman, which is the explorer. Now, this is the person that chooses not to perhaps explain creation by the great raven flapping its wings seven times, and likes to delve more into chemistry, physics, you know, and can associate those with the spiritual world.
Well, that being said, why not explain the word shaman? I think there might be confusion as to what a shaman really is and what a shaman does.
That's a good point. Let's take the word, for instance. Actually, it comes from, like, I think Mongolia. It's called a synonym. A term that I was heard from as a kid was Kolan, you know, which worked in the Appalachian dialects. But, you know, any linguist will, or any person that's bilingual, would appreciate the fact that we look up in the sky every day and see the sun, but it has, a couple hundred different names, but it's the same thing. The shaman, it works the same way. There's a lot of different names for it, and you can apply it to different cultures, but it's the person that looks around at nature, someone who is close to nature, and someone that's always very inquisitive, that likes to make associations between the spiritual world and the physical world and help people make those transitions or those realizations and help them with spiritual growth.
Going back,
I personally would like to ask that we delve into something that was actually shown on television today, so that characteristically people can relate to those folks who can well tell others in the industry that there is folks out there that are truly not meaning well, if you will. And how to best explain that, I'm certainly not privy to, but I would certainly hope that not only are we going to fall right on point with all of the expectations of our listeners, but we want to point out right in the very beginning how structurally sound Shaman Hawk is, as opposed to we'll call them impersonators out there.
This is a pretty a good point, David, and it's a it's a very panoramic point. Remember back in the 80s, there were the guys that we called the Mexican fire dancers that were coming in giving readings. They were very, very fear-based, telling people they had negative energies around them and basically just draining these people's bank accounts. It had been brought to my attention recently about another group. I'm not sure if we can just name these people, but Cher wrote a song about them, you know, Da-Da, Tramps and Thieves and so on. But they start off with simple readings, and then they turn around and put up a little shop where they do these things and basically do the same thing. They just hit people's all their fear buttons, and they go in to clean out their negative energies, the houses, and then at the same time just hit their bank accounts as priority one. One of the things that they can really do, if you have any questions about anything metaphysical and you're hiring somebody or you're compensating them for their services, is test them. It's okay to test anyone that you're looking to help you, whether it be a doctor, a lawyer, or the shaman, or the reader, the energy clearer, anyone. Get them to explain in detail exactly what they're doing, how it's going to work, how it's going to affect their life, and so on. It's okay to ask, and trust your gut on it more than anything.
Hang on a second. Before we get into that, I got something that relates right to that. Was the authentication is, by the way, he is right on track when he did a reading on myself. It actually paralleled from my childhood all the way up to what I hope to be my future, but everything was right on track. I was very impressed, and I can't speak about it enough. Go ahead, Seth.
Well, what I was going to say about testing and having questions, anybody who would like to ask Shaman Hawk a question, please note that you can call into this radio show. We will be on for a full hour this evening, and our call-in number is 1-347-826-7400. Also, the chat room is open, so if you should desire to write a question versus calling in, but Shaman Hawk doesn't bite, so I suggest you give him a call, and I know he will be very pleased to answer any and all of your questions.
Having said that, let's ask area code 781. Are you on the line? Area code 781. Are you on the line?
I am. I've got myself on mute.
Okay, would you like to ask the shaman a question?
I'm not right yet. We'll just let him go ahead with his presentation.
Okay, very good.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's go back to that reading part if we could. I mean, when I came in here, we were talking about doing different things together and, you know, and seeing if we jive. We're just getting to know each other before the show, meeting in person. And I said, here, let me just show you what I do. Let me give you a reading. So I gave you and David a reading. So it's like, here, test me. You know, let's just see how this goes. Let's see how it works. Anybody else that's coming into your personal space and spiritual space should be willing to do the exact same thing. You know, test me out. Here, let me just show you. If I don't get it right, okay, we're not the people to work with. And I've done that. I've given people readings and it just wasn't hitting. I'm like, you know what? I'm not the person for you. I don't have to be right, you know.
Well, not so much not being right, but it just could be a difference of a personality clash or an energy clash. I shouldn't say it's more of a clash of energies where your energy might not be on the same vibes of the energy of the person seeking mm-hmm. the help. So, yes, that would be more reason for more validation and to ask the questions and to feel comfortable, if you will, with the person who you're seeking the help from. And just to bring it to full circle, tomorrow night, Shaman Hawk is giving a workshop here at the clinic from 7 to 9. And if anybody is interested in attending, you can call us directly later on today or tomorrow at 954-742-4430 to see if there are seats available for your attendance. Again, tomorrow he'll be doing mini readings and a two-hour workshop here at the Anti-Aging Clinic in Tamarack. But going back to the charlatans, I heard just this morning, it's amazing that I heard it this morning on the news, a very reputable news station, about how people need to be aware of the charlatans coming out and scamming people of their money. Now, you said you didn't want to name groups. I don't see why we can't not name groups.
For the same reason, it would be almost if we were like racial and just kind of like calling it these people of this race are all bad. And that's not the case. I just can just say that there are some people that are having, I guess you could almost associate them with the same level as like palm readers, all right, or the people that have these little shops that just kind of spring up overnight. If you want to go with somebody to look at that, go into a place that's very, very reputable. And the people I told you about earlier, New Age Books and Things, just off Federal Highway, I've known those girls that were in there for at least 25 years. They paved the way for everybody in the metaphysical industry in this area. You know, so if you're looking for a reader or energy person, go to some place like that that's established, has an excellent history, has never had any bad reputation. I'll be speaking there on the 30th. Or, you know, when you're looking for something that's a very, very good blend of the spiritual and metaphysical and like modern day science, more of a 21st century spirituality and application, you could come here to your clinic. I think this is a wonderful blend of, you could almost call this a good form of shamanism in the 21st century or metaphysics in the 21st century. You know, because I think people have a tendency to look at metaphysical stuff or spiritual stuff, drums, rattles, and just kind of like, you know, flakiness. But, you know, this is a wonderful, particularly looking at the chart like David has in the back room or your equipment. And then the overall commitment or your conviction to the clinic is an excellent blend of the spiritual and the practical science kind of realms.
Oh, thank you, Hawk. That's a very nice testimonial. And for new listeners who do not know what David and I are all about, we are all about the natural wellness industry, and it is our mission to transform people who want to be, because you have to have that desire, who want to transform from the medical pharmaceutical sickness industry into the wellness industry. And David and I have created what we call the 8 steps to aging younger. And one of those steps Hawk is going to implement in his workshop tomorrow night, which is all about hydrating the body with the proper water, and that being alkaline water. But going back to Shaman Hawk, I think it would be awesome if you can describe some of the projects that you've done, how you've been able to take away the negative energies, guide people into the positive, into transforming their life.
Okay, I'll try and do this briefly and quickly because, again, it's such a very, very deep and panoramic subject. The first thing we have to understand and accept that the human body is such a powerful dynamo unto itself. And I use the example of putting a magnet in a silverware drawer overnight. The next morning you can pick up a nail with a spoon because there's been that kind of a programming and exchange of energies and things like that. The second example that I like to use is if you walk into a beautiful house or a beautiful garden or something like that, oh, this is just awesome, I just can't wait to leave. And then you find out later some very tragic accident, crime, or something had happened. What happened then is during that period, the inanimate objects got programmed with that animate life signature. Now, a person could come home and think they feel a negative energy, think they feel a malicious spirit, when it can actually be just another energetic signature. And the adept, you know, the person who's really proficient at what they do will be able to go in and read that. What these other people are doing is coming in and go, oh, yep, you need this, this, and this for this nominal fee, which is usually way too much, and and doing an alleged clearing. People themselves can actually do the clearing once they know what it is. And this is one of the things I do. I go into a property or a business or a home and say, here's the things that I'm picking up. Here's the things you can do. All right, remember now, the same thing as that magnet in the silver bridge, where you can overpower that signature and reprogram your personal space or business or land, all right, by your desires, by your intents, by your emotions. Okay, you can do the sage, you can do your meditational lights, but the big thing that people forget is we are such powerful dynamos, and they don't give enough credit to the manifestation powers of their desires, and that also includes creating their sacred space.
Well, sacred space is very, very important, and one of the focal points of tomorrow's workshop is manifestation of your sacred space, and Shaman Hawk will go into more detail about that. Again, if anybody would like to call in, our call-in number is 1-347-826-7400, and you can also ask a question via the chat. It's open. Shaman Hawk, can you give some talk to us? You were talking to me about one of the reasons why you get, sometimes you can become a little frustrated, if you will, when people don't reach their higher potential, and you know that that potential is within them. How would you make a suggestion to people that they open themselves up to reaching their higher potential?
I think, again, it comes back to the desire, and that might be a desire to improve their life, but they might first have to acknowledge that maybe their life isn't really what they want. And I'm not really sure what exactly you're looking for. I mean, we talked about so many things earlier. I mean, go ahead.
Well, with respect to, you watch people. You observe people because that's what you do in order to help them. So if you see somebody holding back, are they holding back from fear?
Oh, from fear, right.
And if they are holding back from fear, how do you help somebody overcome that fear? Because for me, as far as I'm concerned, fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. And fear, it can really hurt somebody if they don't know how to overcome it, even though it's really not real, but in their mind, it is real.
That goes back to our, you know, truth is perception. You know, everybody has their own realities and their own truths. I mean, we share some common truths and things, but I think the first part is to really listen to people. And real spiritual leadership, whether it's shamanism or another form, is about listening to what people will tell you directly about what's wrong. And listen to what they say indirectly, because that kind of gives you a hint of how they feel that they can be healed from this issue or fixed. A person that's fearful, I mean, there's a lot of fear of failure. There could be one. You could have somebody that's a, let's say, a 101, a foundation spiritual teacher that teaches all the beginning things about energetics, meditations, and things like that, and have the inner knowledge, but have the fear to where they don't go forward because it can be overwhelming. I'm sure you've known that sometimes you get some things that you just kind of rocks your world. Well, then they get the fear that they're going to be asked questions they don't know the answer to. That's an ego issue. It's okay to not know all the answers all the time. I think we lose that inner child part, that curiosity, that explorer, you know, that we once were, but then we got allegedly matured and just kind of like thrown that by the wayside.
Well, that's where the separation, I think that's, once we realize that we are all interconnected and that there is a direct communication, a direct connection to the divine, and the divine is within us, I think all this fear would be gone. And I think all these positive energies would start to emit from the body, because then the body will be full of light. And where there is light, there's no darkness. Right?
Oh, that's true. And you hit on another good point about how we're all connected. And I don't think people really give that enough thought. The same way that that magnet can magnetize that spoon and pick up a nail, people can catalyze each other, or people can drag each other down. So the one thing that you really have to own is your personal space. Be okay with your desires. Desires are a good thing. The most powerful religions like to squash that, but I like to encourage it. Being around people who are conducive to your goals not only helps your goals in life and your life changes, but theirs as well. It's like lining batteries up, you know, to where you're getting a stronger voltage out of the same volt unit. And you get these collective groups, you know, places of worship, places like this, you know, where people share the same kind of energies and they learn and they share off each other's, helps manifest and heals everyone involved, even on the smallest level. So I think people really need to give more and more thought and consideration to their energies. Where are they losing it? Where are they lending it without any kind of return? Where is it being taken from and not appreciated? You know, and me time. They got to give to themselves.
You know, I think it would be a good idea right now in the middle of the show for you to give out some contact information for people to contact you directly if they should so desire, Hawk.
At this time, my blog's down, being reworked, and I'm not on the net as much as I want to be, but you can reach me at blueplanetshaman@yahoo.com is my email.
blueplanetshaman@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Just while we're on the subject, touch a base a little bit, if you will, Shaman. Why should your personal energy be so important to you, and learning about your personal energy is good for your health?
Well, it's just another form, David, of understanding your own makeup. I mean, I think by understanding your own energy, and often enough, it takes somebody else to help you do that. You know, you could be so caught up in your own either illnesses, your things going on in your life, your personal issues, where you can't see yourself clearly, and you need to go someplace and have somebody accurately scan you, professionally scan you for those, somebody that's tuned into that kind of an art form. But then you can get the read back from that person and go, look, I'm noticing the way you stand. It's telling me these things. And by reading the body, all right, you can help this person understand that the thing they think in their life that's not affecting them that much really is. Now, that's not a fear-based thing. That's not to say your little issue is really big, but it is kind of that nudge in the right direction when you can guide someone, you know, and keep that avalanche from cascading down in their life. But, no, you have to accurately screen your energy field and how it affects you, your family, your business, the people that rely on that. No, it's really important.
You know, there's something that's absolutely sticking out there because of our business, and that is I'm so much involved in balancing. Okay, I balance hormones and balance health issues because hormonally balancing and nutritionally balancing a body is the equilibrium of good health. And balancing a personal energy would be advantageous to all of those, and I would think that one is the other, in my own opinion, because a good person who is thinking along the lines of how to help someone become healthier, are they not somehow empowering that other individual who is making the wrong choices in life to become much more powerful energy-wise and being self, you might say, self-medicated from better choices, make them much healthier, so therefore they appreciate life better. They feel better. They have a different outlook after they know that certain things. I've got a perfect example of a person who wanted to, the doctors wanted to cut their breasts off, and automatically that was not the case. They chose to make the proper decision. I give suggestions and not prescriptions. so people can choose in life. And believe it or not, the biological aging is your fault. Chronological aging is going to happen. We're going to get a day older every day. That's not going to stop. But biological aging is your own fault because you have not either self-taught or been educated by someone who is really putting their life in this type of energy field, which is health, and that's health energy. And I believe that the best solution is always, you were talking about testing. Oh, that is the most reliable thing. What did that just do? Not only did it help me to understand what I need to do to help balance that person, but it also shows that person what is taking place before. Here's what you look like before, and now a test after. Here's what you look like after. Do you see what that just did to the mental capacity of being able to realize that, hey, this is working. Yes, this is something that I can count on now. How do you see that?
No, I think you're exactly right. And not just that, but if you look at it for the communal value, I mean, this person comes to you, and they're out of balance. And we know that in our general environment, a lot of the preservatives, additives, they mutate into things like estrogen. They start to put our hormonal balance at an imbalance, you know, into a chaotic state. And since we're electrophysiochemical units walking around, you start tweaking with one of those things, it throws the rest of the machine out of kilter. Mm-hmm. On the community value, by cleaning this person up and kind of recalibrating them back to a decent human level, then you're putting this person that's more holistic back out into the community. The other people see the change. And say, hey, what happened to you? Oh, well, I was just like totally out of balance. I went here. I got tweaked a little bit. And I'll tell you something. I'm seeing life a lot differently these days.
Absolutely.
You didn't just fix that one person. You fixed him, her, their family, their business, everybody they come in contact with. It's that domino effect. So, no, you're exactly right. But people need that place to go to, you know, and luckily enough, you guys have it.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then with you coming in, you're going to add to what we do with the spiritual end of it and helping people with their energy and their auras. But I'd like, Shaman Hawk, if you could just delve into a little bit about energies and maybe somebody doesn't understand that we are one big ball of energy. We are. And a lot of people don't understand that.
No, we are. I mean, that's the first thing you notice, unfortunately, if you're looking at somebody that's no longer alive. You just don't feel that thing that you're used to feeling around every other human body you're around. It's noticeably gone. And it's all an energetic signature. And again, people just don't take it serious enough. God, I don't really know where to start on this. I mean,
start from the beginning.
Oh, back in the creation. Oh, here's an interesting thing on energies. They did several experiments back in the 70s where they took some ANA, DNA, amino acids, and they put them on some lava, and they started to form what looked like cells and then just stopped. And they could never get this chemical reaction to become two cells. Now, I'm sure some people would call that the breath of life or the life energies or whatever, but it's really interesting. Like, that is the key. Now, when we start looking at, like, the human, how a woman can take one cell from one man, create an entire being, you know, and lend her energy to it, she jumpstart that other human being just like you jumpstart a car, all right, and gave it that boost of life. When you start looking at it at that level, you really start to appreciate it more. When you meet someone, there's some people you meet and you just absolutely love them. It's like, oh, this is great. Nice person. I'm glad I met this person. You can meet somebody else that looks okay, has a great reputation, has the right clothes, the car, whatever, and you just want to get away. Well, that's an energy signature. Animals do it. All right, animals just look at somebody and just get their hair stand up and like, okay, well, there's something wrong with this guy. All right. It's the same energies that ducks, butterflies, everybody else uses that fly tens of thousands of miles without GPS, but yet we need one to find our way around our own neighborhood.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, all these other energies, like one of the things in this workshop tomorrow is when I'm going to show people how to make their own divination or tarot set or rune set, another form of energy. These things can be learned in the proper environment under the right instruction. I've taught people to be psychic. I teach a remote viewing class. All right, these are things that I give away as part of my test the teacher. You know, test me. But you can share, if you're good at it, you can teach other people how to do it. You can share the energetic signature or programming with other human beings.
Let me ask you to do this. Let's take a short break here and advertise one of my books, and we'll be right back, okay? My book title is Collapse of Drugs Due to Wellness, and it is based on my past experiences as well as my research for the past 30 years, and it was satisfying to get this burden off my chest. Glenn Beck examples are part of my book when I explain what an unconstitutional and shocking monopoly that Big Pharma has on our healthcare system, with the support and blessings from the FDA. What I have written has moved me deeply, and I feel that I will move you as well. There is no naivete in this book. It helps you understand that I know I can't please all of the people all the time. However, I did not run from any subject that may be misrepresented in the media today, which I discussed in the book. I do not dance around issues lightly. The beginning of the book is crucial in that properly framing what's going on and what you're about to read is either going to cause you to want more or to curse under your breath at buying the book if you worked for the FDA. Every person who has read the book has appreciated reading the book. Nobody can move and inspire by following strict rules, and this book clearly does not have rules. If there are no rules and no assumed judgment, then physiological blocks are impossible to build in your mind. So trust me, the facts are presented and the subject matter is presented in such a manner as to assume the reader will be spellbound to what they are reading. I wrote the book in such a manner that it would not allow the perceived national media's varying opinions to sway the wording. No matter what you thought about the subject matter before reading, you were left with your own opinions and judgments that could only be swayed by the science and fact which I present. For instance, there may be a quick remark about a powerful issue that will jolt you, similar to a shot of whiskey, but that never-wavering science which is necessary was always there to back it up. You are never left with conjecture. I think this type of jolt, when placed in a particular place, at a precise place and moment, was exactly what the conversation needed. Occasionally, this is the only way to communicate a serious subject. As much as I read and talk with others, I find that most of us are always have something to say. Some are just not brave enough to say it. And as you may well learn when reading this book, I break that mold. I want you to feel shocked, yet relieved to know what I have revealed once I have shined the light in those areas hidden from public view, dark areas of the medical pharmaceutical sickness industry. As the light is shined on the FDA, they are seen to be contributing to the problem and limiting health choices by helping to create the existing drug monopoly. I always leave it up to you to decide. Learning how money purchases favors and laws in our country is bad enough, and most of us suspect that. However, not to the extent of the invading of our constitutional rights that they're doing now. I call Glenn Beck the local constitutionalist, and I ask for Glenn's help throughout the book, in jest, of course, to look into what I call the raping of our Constitution by our money-grabbing politicians who help to decrease our health choices, because sickness creates wealth, and wellness only creates health. Collapse of drugs you can get from our website, livelonger123.com. Go ahead, Steph.
Well, thank you for staying with us. We're back, and we're here with Shaman Hawk. And I think somebody had given a brief message to us via the chat here, asking us to discuss a little bit about relationships. So I'm going to bring that question open. If Shaman Hawk would talk about relationships and energies and how to have a good relationship.
I think one of the first things to look at is like your desires. Again, we go back to desires. And as David was talking about, you know, being balanced, whether it's hormonally, energetically, and spiritually, we have to really look at and be honest with ourselves about is what we want within our core. Does that really jive with our balanced being? And there's some exercises and things you can go through that, some scans to go through that, to get you to really speak your spiritual or your energetic truth. And you should look at that like a polarity, all right? Just like two north ends of a magnet, it's energy, it's a polarity. They just don't jive together. And there's that rearrangement. People can change their behavior, but they don't always change their nature. So your nature is an energetic signature. And then we're looking about, like, you know, being connected. You know, yes, we all come from that source, that initial spark. But we changed with time. We gained different frequencies. We gained different polarities and things like that. And we divided and became different and unique beings in our own ways. But in relationships, one of the things to really look at is, again, your personal space, your apartment, your house, your boat, whatever like that. Take the time and the conscious energy to make that a signature of who you really are. Because by that, you're also mirroring yourself, and you get to see it, you know, who you really are. The other thing I want to talk about, particularly in these times, is the energetics or the energy of prosperity. All right, money, when it came about, it was a medium for trade. I'd like to have this. You don't have it. I'll take these little representations of this medium trade, and I'll come back and see if you have it later. That's it, period. It's not the goal of the hamster wheel. It's nothing else other than a trade medium. And look at it like that. Now, in that same example, if you want to spark your prosperity and using your personal energy to do so, you have to prime the well. Now, you younger people might not remember or look it up. Old iron well that you had to prime. There were these big things that sit on the kitchen sinks of older homes, like at my grandpa's house and all. You had to pour water in it to pump it to get water out. You did not pour bad water down into the well to get good water out. Energetically speaking, stress is like pouring bad water. Contempt, envy, any of these things you might be calling like a sin. All right, jealousies. These are all bad energy signatures that poison your life, poison your prosperity, poison your relationships. Be really honest in what you want. Now, what would be the well in a lot of cases? A lot of times, you could look at the place you come to for your healing. All right? It's kind of funny I mentioned well when I watched people come in here to get some of your ionized water just a little while ago, right? But, and by priming the well, meaning pick a space. You know, like for the people that come here, this is their well. They pour the good water in so they can get the good water out. And in your health, like David was talking about earlier, there's only two real chances that you have these days, all right, and that's clean air and clean water. So when we use the analogy of the well, it's much bigger than just the water itself. It's the spirituality life. Pick a place that you know that is stable, has a good reputation to go make as your well. The other part about it is manifesting your destiny. Once you've done the other things, you got your screening, you got scanned, you got balanced, you got that little bit of a tweaking, now you're a little more honest and on cue about who you really are and what you should be matched with according to you. Then your relationships, your prosperity, and the destiny that you choose, that you wrote for yourself, because I really don't buy a whole lot into it. This is preordained. I think you really can manifest a lot of your destiny. This is easier to make happen because now you're unobstructed, or at least not as obstructed as you were initially. So when you're buying into the mass media, the fear factors and all this other stuff, the hopelessness of this allegedly the economy, you know, you have to step back and go, what is real? Take it all down to the common denominator. You know, remember that you're part of that divine energy, the spark that made the life happen in the first place.
Exactly. Would you agree that how you are going to balance your personal energy first has got to come from yourself and making the choice and saying, I know I want to feel balanced. I know that I'll feel better when I'm balanced. Wouldn't that be a great starting point for someone?
It is if they have all the capacity or faculties about them to do that. And that's why, yeah, for their personal choice, but sometimes it almost has to be that little of a nudge, almost like an intervention, and go, hey, you're just not who you are because I've known you for a while, or I can read your energy, or what you're saying is not matching your stance, your projection. So sometimes they need that little bit of an outside help to go, hey, you're a little out of balance here, buddy.
And that's why we're here, and that's why Aging Younger and the 8 Steps to Aging Younger exists, and that's why Shaman Hawk is now working with us and aligning with us strategically so that we will be able to offer true mind-body-spirit balance here at the clinic. And again, David and I could be reached at 954-742-4430, and you can visit us online at livelonger123.com. Anybody who wants to call in and ask a question, we still have 18 minutes left for the show, to Shaman Hawk, the call-in number is 1-347-826-7400. I would also like to remind you that tomorrow night, Shaman will be giving a two-hour workshop here at our clinic, and you can call us directly for more information. Again, the number is 954-742-4430. So,
you know,
going
the
back
ability,
to...
Excuse me one second. The ability to use energy of various types is, of course, surely what lifts us out of what otherwise could be, you know, a life of animal life completely. At the mercy, you know, completely at the mercy of the elements. So energy enables people to live civilized life. I mean, you can't, even in a hostile environment, we've talked about that earlier, Shaman, and that even if you have those personal mixtures, if you will, of confusion, they're elements that you can grasp, and how you uniquely showed my own elements, how I could grasp others that would feed and nourish and help me in or out of any particular type of Miranda that I found myself dealing with. So people use energy. It's necessary not only for good life, but for every breath you take. And every time, as you mentioned in the beginning of the show, something like the stress element. I call it the cortisol valve at the bottom of the hormone pathway. Your body is like the yin and the yang theory. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So when your stressors are high, you are going to automatically, that when that adrenal gland begins to pump out the adrenaline to help you run away from the bear, so to speak, then your body creates the cortisol, which helps to balance out the adrenals. And what that does, has a disarray in your hormone pathway, because it will only be making that cortisol to balance you. And if you're continually running from the bear all day long, you are doing a complete injustice for your hormone pathway, which is, of course, your entire life, because it runs everything in your body. Is that got a little nerve that you might click in their own shaman?
Well, of course, the way you're describing this is as a proficient healer, you know, so you're seeing some things in this that I don't normally see, and particularly in the details of the hormones. And now that I'm hearing you say that, it's like, oh, right, because I've known a lot of people, particularly women going through menopause and men getting older and whatnot.
Called andropause.
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 So those are things that, you know, I'm going to have to learn more about and pay more attention to. But in the bottom line, yes, of course, when it comes down to the basic energies and how we use every aspect of our existence in that, you know, particularly in dealing with, you're right, it allows us to be a little more civil and productive and creative. But again, it's so important that I've seen in the limited education I've seen about hormones is how just the minute out of balance or imbalance, I suppose, to be more correctly, can throw a person way off kilter. I was just amazed at that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. With the amount of years that I have studying and actually applying the art to hundreds, if not thousands, of women all around the United States, as well as in places like the islands of Trinidad and other places out in that area, you cannot imagine how terrible a woman can feel because she cycles. And so her element of balance is much more important, if you will, than the man, because the man does not cycle. She cycles, the woman cycles. That means that there's a 30-day cycle, a follicular phase, the first 14, the luteal phase, the last 14. And most relationships, men just think that women in certain instances just go bonkers for a little while during the month, when it in fact is a chemical imbalance. And it is right through that, what I call that plug in the bottom of the barrel. When you start removing that plug, which is the cortisol, and it's trying to balance out all of this confusion and stress of the adrenals, I always like to point it back to the caveman days. When you're out there eating your berries and everything is fine and everybody's doing well, then all of a sudden you see the dinosaur running toward you to have a meal out of you. And you, oh my God, and all of every part of your body begins to function at its very finest. That means the adrenal glands are pumping wide open. And you finally get to the cave just before the dinosaur gets you. And you relax and you say, we're safe. That means that the cortisol now is shut off, your back balance tick in, and everything is running normally.
And
unfortunately,
you know,
we have found a way to run from the bear all day long, and that is what I help people over. Go ahead, Sam.
I think Shaman Hawk has an important fact to interject in what you're saying.
This is an interesting balance between the two of us here, David, because you're going into the hormonal part about what goes on with the women in menopause. And from the shamanic and energetic part, I'll go ahead and relate something that I was trained with in my earlier years, that the women have this the wave that goes up to this up and down, just like you see any wave. But in the earlier years, the wave from the center line is mostly below the center line and into the earth. And that allows them to be more connected with the life force energies and then comes up into that center line again. And that's all through their childbearing years. Towards menopause, the way that that I was taught is they start to spend more time on the center line, not really touching the earth, not really touching the heavens. And that's what makes it really kind of chaotic for them in the energetic sense, because they no longer have that grounded force. And then after menopause, when tribally they were seen as the wise women and the crones, the wave was above the center line and went up into the heavens and then came back down again, up into the heavens and came back down, where the men were pretty much flatliners. You know, they were on the center line all the time. So that helped I guess you call our tribal mythology, shamanic mythology of what transpired with women during the menopause. Something that I really wanted to touch on that I'm sure you can relate to in the health profession was the importance not just of good food or clean air and the water, but what I call the ceremony of gardening. You know, right now it's a good time to touch on this because you're beginning your growing season in South Florida. Even if you don't have a yard, you can do containers, drywall buckets, you can do something. But it was amazing because a girlfriend of mine that was a doctor, that she was going through menopause, taught menopause class back in 98. She was amazed that so many women her age had never planted a seed. And that's one of the key ingredients about going, you're saying that being as a civilized culture, we've over-civilized, we've gotten away from touching the earth, eating from the earth, being friends with the earth, and making a community garden. All right, even if you can't do it in a lot, again, grow something, share it. It's going to be pure, it's clean, it's for you. It's by doing that, you're showing your body how much you love yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. When you begin to see Mother Nature as your friend, and every time that man disrupts Mother Nature, in other words, processes foods and does anything to what we deem as being Mother Nature, cow's milk, for example, if you pasteurize, homogenize, et cetera, you've destroyed the milk. It's now a synthetic, and your body is going to reject it. They're calling things. They're putting words out there, like the people who are allergic to milk, or they have a tendency to not be able to handle milk. Well, of course, this is really not milk that they're drinking. That is a processed type of milk that absolutely is not going to be received by the body. What happens when your body does not want something in it, it sends a signal to you to say, please help me here, get this out of my body, and that is called a side effect. That's what happens when you take synthetic drugs, and they already have planned on what the side effect is going to be because your body's rejecting a synthetic. It only wants Mother Nature in its body, so it's going to give you a side effect. They already have the resolution. We're going to cover that side effect with this other drug. And so what you finally wind up with is a bunch of masks put over symptoms, and the analogy is to make you think something is getting well, and you're not getting well. You're getting what I call masked. And when you use Mother Nature, I mean, sulfur and selenium have long since been taken out of the soil with all of the pesticides, mildicides, fungicides, and all of the genetically modifieds and everything out there. And so what your body's doing in self-defense, one of the ways it's making the plaque in the body is because it has to have the sulfide for every cell. So it has to build the plaque by producing the HDL-LDL combination in the liver so that it can take the sulfide, you know, sulfur, sulfide, out of that plaque so that you can stay alive. It's your body taking over saying, okay, I want you to stay alive. It's trying to keep you alive.
So the body's very smart, and the body will compensate, trying, just like you said, to stay alive. Just like a friend of ours, very interesting, and I don't know, I'm sure you can relate to the shaman. He was at a recent gathering where we were at, and he came up and said, Steph, you won't believe it. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. They were going to give me a stent. I had four blocked arteries, and I go back to the doctor, and they did another angiogram, and lo and behold, I had other arteries and vessels growing. And I looked at him, and I said, Eddie, that is a secondary untoward effect towards of having blocked arteries, is your heart just growing or establishing, better said, establishing collateral circulation. So the body will compensate, but the point is, how long? How long will the body be able to maintain itself in that compensated state? And it's not for very long unless we get to the root cause and we're able to take away that root cause and not just mask the symptoms, as David said. What were you going? You wanted to say something, Shaman Hawk.
I did. Something that was real important that I'd like to touch on more in our workshop on energies and how they affect the bodies. When there's a thing called geomancy, and a lot of people, I guess, call it feng shui, but one of the things that we're going to be talking about in detail is how to be able to read a site, whether it's a healing circle, a sweat lodge, things like that, because they can be laid out correctly or incorrectly, just as a feng shui of your home or business, and causing disastrous effects. So that's one of the things that we're going to cover a lot in tomorrow.
Good. As a matter of fact, let's bring up our phone number again, Steph, 954-742-4430. Again, that number is 954-742-4430 if you would like to attend Shaman Hawk's workshop tomorrow. Give us a call. And our website is livelonger123.com. Again, that is livelonger123.com.
So speaking about feng shui and geomancy, today's the first time you came into our clinic, Shaman, and I guess you didn't know what to expect because we've only communicated either via email and or telephone. So how would you, for our listeners who don't know who we are or how to perceive us visually, how would you explain to them our clinic is?
I'd say it was basically laid out in the directions that are conducive to knowledge. And I think it was Hippocrates that says one of the greatest things you can teach people is how to heal themselves. So the way this is laid out, I mean, from just the rooms and the structures themselves into the artwork and everything else, this is a place of learning. This is a place of healing. This is a place where you can of sharing. You can come over here and get the real deal. And this is that well that I was talking about earlier. You know, you come in here, you prime the well. The other thing about it, too, is in that place of learning and the sharing is information, because we're bombarded with so many things that you could perceive as negative, you know, by the mass corporate world, the military-industrial complex, everything from genetically modified organisms to just outright pollution. But the way I'm really seeing this here is you guys can give clear and decisive methods for healing and guide people into that more of a complete, healthy life.
Well, thank you. That's very nice to hear. And we're down to about 2 minutes left, so I would like to throw out again, anybody interested in Shaman Hawk's workshop tomorrow, please give us a call at 954-742-4430. There are still a few seats left, and also, if anybody would like a reading, a direct reading with Shaman Hawk, he will be here at the clinic giving readings, and you can contact Stephanie or David at 954-742-4430, and we would be very happy to schedule you in to meet with Shaman. He's an incredible reader because he also gave me a reader today, and it's amazing how he does it, and actually you do the reading with him, so it's a very interactive reading, and he's right on in what he has to say and what he sees and what he feels. And again, it goes all back to the energies, and Shaman Hawk feels the energy, sees the energy, perceives the energy, and is able to disseminate the and what he sees and what he perceives right back to you to help you manifest what you need in your life in the here and the now. And Shaman, we have 60 seconds left. Is there anything else you would like to say before we sign off?
I just say, everybody, what you love yourself, trust yourself, look out for yourself, you know, and the same with your community. You know, participate.
Thank you, sir.
That's a very good synopsis, and I appreciate having you on, Shaman Hawk. We are now going to be involved very closely for quite some time, and we are welcoming all of the guests to come in and visit with you as well. I know they will have a transformation just like Stephanie and I felt when you first came in.
So that being said, thank you so much for your interview, and thank you all for listening. And until next week, same time, same place, God bless you all.
You've been listening to Aging Younger with David and Stephanie Tippy. You've just heard that alternatives to the sickness industry are alive and well, helping you to age younger. The Anti-Aging Clinic is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill, Florida. You can reach David and Stephanie at 954-742-4430. That phone number again is 954-742-4430. And you can learn more about them on their website, livelonger123.com. Join us every Wednesday and Friday at 1 o'clock for Aging Younger on 1040 WWE.